News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
As we get closer to budget day, different groups have started to release their pre-budget submissions, and two that caught our eye were from the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland. They want the government to cut excise duties on alcohol, and Alcohol Action Ireland, who want an increase. Let's find out what they're both looking for. Donal O'Keefe, Secretary of DIGI, is with us, and also Sheila Gilheeny, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. Donal O'Keefe, to you first of all, you want to cut it. Why?
Good morning. We want to cut it because we have extraordinary high levels of excise on alcohol in Ireland, essentially the highest in Europe, and are considerably ahead of European averages. All this in an environment where Irish alcohol consumption per capita continues to fall. It fell by a further 2% last year. It's down an incredible 36% from its peak. So we're now consuming broadly in line with the European averages, but we pay very punitive excise. The licence trade is under pressure. Small pubs, family pubs, rural pubs are under tremendous pressure. And what we're calling on the government to do is cut excise by 10% in the upcoming budget to support the sector.
Okay. Sheila Gilheeny, you want to increase it. How much do you want to increase it by, and what do you make of what Donal's just said?
Yeah, we do want to see it increased by at least 15%. And the reason we're calling for that is that these excise duties have not been changed since 2014. So their actual value has now been considerably eroded by inflation. And I think if we go back to, well, why do we have excise duties in the first place? They're a recognition of the extraordinary level of harm that actually comes from alcohol. We know that excise duties, they bring in about 1.2 billion. That sounds like a lot until you actually look at, well, what does alcohol cost Ireland? And it costs in the region of 14 billion annually. So there's a massive gap between what comes into the exchequer from excise duties versus what's actually the real cost to Ireland. But on top of that, we know that when you increase the price of alcohol, you do help to reduce the level of consumption. Donal points out
has that worked though, Sheila? Because we've had minimum unit pricing in supermarkets for the last, 3 years? Has it reduced the amount of problematic drinking?
It has reduced, and as David Donal has pointed there, we have seen some reduction in the overall level of alcohol consumption per capita. However, we still see that we're drinking at very high levels. And in fact, we're drinking, our binge drinking is particularly high. We have the second highest level of binge drinking across OECD countries. And not only that, we see that when you look at the younger population, 15 to 24 year olds, there's actually quite a surge in drinking within that age group. It's up from 66% in 2016 to 78%. Last year. So, you know, certainly our alcohol problems have not gone away. We do know, though, that pricing is one of the most powerful tools that the government have at its disposal. In relation to MEP, yes, it was introduced. It led to a 5% drop the year that it was introduced. But unless it and excise duties are increased in line with inflation, you lose that public health aspect, you know, to those measures.
Okay.
So we're calling on the government to increase excise duties by 15%.
Okay, back to you, Donal O'Keefe. Is it that you don't care about public health, or why do you think that this decrease is needed?
Of course we care about public health. We think the pub is the best environment in which to consume alcohol. It's social, it's a company, it's with management keeping an eye on people. So we want to cut because A, it's extraordinarily high by European standards, and B, the sector is under tremendous pressure. It's also a fact that we pay 23% VAT on our sales. So in round figures, 30% of the price of every drink goes to the government. So the industry is extremely heavily taxed. We need to compete internationally for tourism. We want to improve our tourism competitiveness. So there's a whole variety of business reasons to cut an extraordinarily high level of excise on alcohol. And in
do you just want to limit it to the on-trade then? Is it just the pubs are to benefit from it?
Well, we'd like to devise a measure that would just benefit the pubs, but excise applies to all alcohol, whether it's sold in pubs or off licences. But okay. The key point here is that it's extraordinarily high by international.
But did you not get a reduction recently in VAT that has benefited publicans?
Of course.
Is that not the cut that you needed?
Yeah, that was incredibly welcome. It's a very important move to support food businesses right across the country, including pubs. But VAT 9 doesn't apply to alcohol. It's only on food. For pubs that don't serve food, they get no support from VAT 9. And as I say, we have a regime that imposes huge taxes on alcohol. And we're looking for a small enough reduction, 10% cut in the level of excise in Budget 27.
Sheila Gilheeny, a couple of texts on this. 20 bottles of a particular German beer in Munich cost €22. The same 20 here cost €69. And someone else says, why do I not witness such drunkenness and abuse of drink in Spain, Italy and Greece, where prices are much lower? Is it a bit of a stretch to put the blame as such on prices when you do have lower prices on the continent where you don't have the same issues?
You do have a mixture, and I think